Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Brian Ricklew. We've been playing phone tag just over the past hour. Glad I could get a hold of you.
Who are you? I'm sorry, who are you trying to get a hold of?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Is this Kevin?
This is.
Okay. Hi, Kevin. My name is Brian Ricklew. I think I just said inquire, and then you emailed, so I called you back, and you were busy or something, so I'm calling you again.
Yeah, I apologize. I was actually on another phone call.
Oh, no worries. Is there another time that's better?
No, this is perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. So what are you, you're looking at working capital.
Yeah.
Are you looking at equipment as well or only working capital?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that second part.
Are you looking for equipment as well or just working capital at this point?
It could be both, but right now it's just working capital to consolidate some of like the other debts in the practice, and then maybe, you know, in the future the practice, but it depends, you know, on, you know, everything.
Okay. And how much are you thinking?
I guess it just depends on the, you know, the terms and the rates, but my wife and I were thinking maybe $69,000. Is the, because the notice I got is the term about 36 months?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it is. Okay.
Well, it depends. I mean, 36 months is, and longer is typically reserved for, you know, equipment-backed financing.
Okay.
We do have working capital programs that can go out 36 months, but, you know, you're usually talking, you know, 1.5 to 2 million or more.
Yeah.
I would say for, you know, 70,000, you're probably, we can probably get you out to 24 months.
Okay.
So do you have a current working capital loan at this point, or what type of debts are we going to be paying off?
So what it is it's, we do have, just a working capital, with Wells Fargo of $18,000 and then a B of A of $15,000. And it doesn't have to be $6,000. Then we just have some bills we would get caught up with, which is $10,000.
Okay.
Because, yeah, just when we took over the business, we just, there's some unforeseen things, so we're kind of playing catch-up here, but now that we're, you know, we've kind of stabilized the past 2 years or so, year and a half, it's kind of catching up.
Okay.
So that would be, yeah, roughly $43,000.
Just in those two loans. Now, are those, what are the terms on those loans?
Those aren't loans. Those are just ones, a working capital, a business card, and the other one just a, you know, like a working capital card we got because our banking is through B of A.
Okay.
Just through the loan language, the practice note.
Gotcha. All righty. And what would you say your average monthly deposits are looking like as far as amounts per month?
Is this for just credit cards, checking, I mean, cash, checks, both?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You kind of broke up there. Did you mean the division of cash, checks, and credit cards, or just everything deposited?
Yeah, just total deposits into that account, whether it be, you know, cash clients.
It ranges between $35,000 and $45,000 a month.
Okay. So that definitely qualifies. And then as far as your gross sales last year, is your 2015 tax return completed and filed yet?
It should be. We're about to file 2016.
Right. Well, a lot of you'd be surprised how many of my clients file it for extensions now. You have basically end of October to file.
Yeah, I know it's about a week.
An estimate. I know you don't have it right in front of you, but what were your gross sales last year?
Gross sales, I think, were around 460. And it looks like we should do about the same, maybe better, so far this year. But we've only gotten, 3/4.
Okay. Sounds good. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an email, unless you have additional questions for myself. I'm going to send you an email with a little checklist. It's just going to mention 6 months business bank account statements that I need to get from you, the 15 tax return, and then I have a form that I'm going to email you that just needs to be filled out and emailed back. It's a pretty easy application process.
So, and that's all in email, right, Kevin? Because I was going to ask you what the first piece of information was again.
It's 6 months business bank account statements.
Okay.
And then the 15 tax return.
Okay.
And then I have a form that I'm emailing you. It'll take you maybe 3 minutes to fill out.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And do you know if the amount that can be changed or the terms it can be applied if... You know, if we're approved, or you know, how does that work? Are you gonna just?
Yeah, so we'll approve you for an amount, most likely based on the numbers that you've given me over the phone. You're gonna be approved for a lot more than $70,000. So you know, I'll give you numbers based on what you're approved for, and then you know, we can back it down to 70 if you want, or you may find that within your budget for a larger amount, you know, it's completely up to you. You may decide that you want to go with a shorter term for different reasons than a longer term. So nothing set in stone. I'll basically provide you with the approved terms, and then we can, you know, start crunching numbers from there.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was thinking no more than 36 months, but I wouldn't want to squeeze it too tight where it's, you know, a lot in a short period of time either.
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. So I'll just wait for that, and then I'll probably have to get the tax return stuff to you tomorrow morning because I'm out of the office, and I'll just have to go and fax it. Or do you prefer fax, or do you prefer scan and email?
I prefer scan and email for a few different reasons. You know, one, we tend to lose pages on the faxes or if they're too large, and then, you know, I also end up, you know, having to sort and scan them as well, so it ends up taking a little bit longer, but if fax is the best option for you, that's fine as well.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can just scan and email, because I know sometimes the faxes don't come through readable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Email, you know, any moment. You've got my phone numbers, obviously. So if the email doesn't come through, or if you have any additional questions, feel free to reach out.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin, so much.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.